Yeah, I take my walks. TH. I take my walks downtown now and then, not so often anymore. Here's this church. I used to have a good cafe upstairs, real nice, but now that's gone. I don't know how much is left of that church, and over there is Govinda's Krishna temple, vegetarian restaurant, now it's gone. Some of these old fine churches, state churches, are still open during the days. And of course on Sundays, it's nice. But you know what I think, to be really honest and realistic about it, which I think we have to be today. We need something to replace lost religion. And I say lost religion because I think that religion is lost. Either it's turned into fundamentalist groupthink, institutions, political or financial or whatever, dogmatic, or just to museums, you know, places where, yeah, look at that, there you got religion. That was a big thing in the past. But you know what? What did the religions give us? That was valuable to us humans. Well, meaning. A worldview that seemed to hold up, and that presented us with a cosmos we could live in, and which was good in the end, which kind of made sense and motivated us. We need that, a worldview that makes sense and can motivate us and makes us feel that our lives make sense. And yes, I mean, I grew up in the 60s, 70s, where religion had really started losing its grip, and it had lost its grip on me. So what I then found when I was 22, or even 20, started finding it, uh, well, some will call it a non-organized spirituality or private spirituality, such as many people prefer to have it today. But to me it's, and I think this is what we look for. It's more than that, it's a world view that makes sense and that you can live in. That corresponds to the actual world, reality, a cosmos that you can live in. That is not just a construction by humans for their own generally selfish or questionable purposes, or some speculation by some who want to have the world in a certain way, well, for their purposes, I guess. So, I mean, yeah, this is what we are looking at here, trying to develop here, or rather to see here, explore and discover, because it's really about reality. Rather than illusion. Simple as that. And well, what I'm saying here is that the way to see that is from the inside here, looking out.